The dispute over 8 fired U.S. attorneys prompted decisive action by the Senate today. By a vote of 94-2, senators agreed to rescind a provision slipped into reauthorization of the Patriot Act last year. The Attorney General will no longer have the power to appoint interim federal prosecutors indefinitely and without Senate confirmation. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was only early this year, after the 8 U.S. attorneys had been fired, that senators realized they'd unwittingly given new powers to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. When Congress approved the Patriot Act reauthorization last year, no one noticed that language had been added that effectively did away with Senate confirmation for interim federal prosecutors. And recently released internal Justice Department emails show officials there were more than eager to exercise those new powers. New York Democrat Charles Schumer is leading the Senate probe into the prosecutor's firing. He denounced the Patriot Act provision on the Senate floor.
Weeks ago, we suspected that the provision that we are correcting today was no more than a mechanism to allow end runs around the Senate and the people. Now, the emails have proved our worst fear. This provision was apparently added to the Patriot Act, not for efficiency or national security, but to make it easier to install political loyalists.
For 2 months, the White House opposed stripping the new powers for the Attorney General out of the Patriot Act. But with Republicans, as well as Democrats, decrying the fired prosecutor's case, a secret hold was recently lifted on the bill proposed by California Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
The bill before the Senate would return the law to what it was before the change that was made in March of 06. It would still give the Attorney General the authority to appoint interim U.S. attorneys, but it would limit that authority to 120 days.
After that, a district judge could name a U.S. attorney if none had been confirmed by the Senate, the same practice that had been in place for the last two decades. Arizona Republican John Kyle argued it makes no sense to go back to the old law.
The thing that everybody's objecting here, Alberto Gonzalez is going to appoint an interim and the Senate will never have a chance to act on that nominee. My amendment eliminates his ability to do that.
But Kyle's amendment was defeated and only two Republicans voted against the bill that restores Senate confirmation of U.S. attorneys, a bill yet to be voted on by the House. For Democrats, the vote was a clear victory. But Majority Leader Harry Reid said much more remains to be done if public faith in the federal justice system is to be restored. He belittled the Bush administration's release last night of more documents related to the U.S. attorney's dismissals.
Sending the 3,000-page dump isn't a way to get out of doing the right thing for the American people, and that is to have these people who are intricately involved with this scandal come and testify under oath.
Not if the White House has its way. White House counsel Fred Fielding told the Senate and House Judiciary Committees today that presidential adviser Karl Rove and former White House counsel Harriet Myers may be interviewed in private, but not under oath and without a written transcript of what they say. House Judiciary Chair John Conyers said he was disappointed, to say the least, with that arrangement. And the Senate's Schumer said his chamber's Judiciary Committee still plans to meet Thursday to vote on authorizing subpoenas for both Rove and Myers. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.